Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of. Thanks for being part of the conversation. I mean, seriously, being involved, being engaged, being part of. Because without that, I mean, think about this. If you don't get information, and I say this a million times, especially when it comes to me, right? You want to pay attention, you want to listen, and check it out. Don't just believe everything I say because I said it, you trust me. I don't believe what anybody says just because. You need to check it out. You need to make sure that what we're telling you is the truth. You need to make sure that what we're telling you, you can check out somewhere else. Don't just don't believe this. I don't care whose writing it is. I don't care who you've, you know, talked to about it or whatever. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. And we're talking about Katie Hill. I know some of you are tired of hearing about it, then you'll have to change the station. Not that I want you to, but it is what it is. And with some of my colleagues, you know, we got the story a few months back. Matter of fact, we got some of this information months and months and months ago about her. And I really didn't get on it until I started getting more and more information about her indiscretions. And when you think about what's going on in Congress right now, the new Democrat freshmen coming in, and what they've been allowed to get away with, and the things that they talk about. I mean, look, you've got Omar that obviously hates the Jews. And with everything that went down with them trying to get a resolution on hate speech, and somehow it went from her, you know, Omar's hate speech to everybody's hate speech, and everybody's got to get along. You sit there scratching your head, going, "Oh my God, you know what is going on here?" So, again, I want to get back to the deal. Is what did Katie Hill actually do? What did she say? Because I've been getting calls from reporters now for the last 2 days, and the calls are all about she didn't do anything. I mean, these are reporters. I spent 45 minutes on the phone today with a Playboy reporter who kept trying to figure out how this information got all over the place and whether I gave it to certain people or certain people who gave it to me were somehow directly connected with the ex-husband, or soon-to-be ex-husband, I should say. So, again, it's a matter of figuring this out and saying to the, look, you're a journalist. You go figure this out. You go do your homework. But what they're upset about is they got caught being hypocrites. That's really what this is all about. They got caught being hypocrites. And these people will only take, I'm trying to be nice about this because I don't really want to get the staff members in trouble. Okay? I mean, it's really interesting how when we on the left, I mean, when we on the right, when Republicans or conservatives do something wrong, it is blown 10 times out of proportion. When they do something wrong, it's a whole different animal. It's quite frustrating. So Katie, after after denying everything first, you know, when the heat started, I'm sure the party said to her, hey, get out there, squelch this thing. I'm sure that's what happened. And it's okay. You know, it's perfect. It's just fine. This is what you do. But only if you really can really deny it. So she came out at first and she denied all this stuff and what have you. And then she had to come out a couple days later. I'm trying to look for the links that I had. I'll probably get them in a minute. I shut the window by accident. But so she went in and she denied it a few days later. I mean, she denied it the first day, and then she came out 2 days later and she said, hey, look, I kind of didn't do all that. I didn't do all that stuff, but I did do this. I did have a relationship with one staffer. All right. And when you get to that point, when this stuff starts, you know, you've got them. And here's the thing. I've said this before. I would have fired my communications director in a heartbeat. Because that communications director should have given her another out, another way to make this happen. And the way to make this happen, again, would have been admit that you had a problem with alcohol or what have you. Because I've seen, it's in the Adam Schiff moment that I had, I have seen with my own eyes evidence that ties her to the fact that she may have had an alcohol problem. And some of the people around her were upset about that. And again, I am not pounding on her. If she truly has an alcohol problem, I feel bad for her. I feel sorry for her. And she should get the help that she needs. Should get the help she needs. Okay, so she can get better. But people around her loved her, were begging her to get help. And she was blowing them off. So it was there. So you can't just keep going denying this kind of stuff. She had a relationship. The person she had a relationship was begging her to get help. Now, her communications director, the road I was going down, should have sat back and said, look, if they know this much about you, Katie, is there anything else out there that I need to know about? Right? And if I was her, I would have said, yeah, you know, I got some things out there that might be a problem. And then come up with a strategy to fix this. All right? What I love about this stuff, too, is when she denies, like she said, she denies the affair with the staffer. She calls the accusation of impropriety a smear. And now I've been called, and if you look on Twitter and a few other places, I've been called a Republican operative. Well, let me tell you what. The Republican Party in California as a whole does not care for me very much because I call out both sides on a regular basis. All right, we're going to do more of this after the break. I'm going to get right down to why Katie Hill actually resigned on Sunday. Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see? Advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back.
In the shopping man, our Chicago way. He had a
book. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's just so much going on up there, so much happening. This will have a lot of fun. I guarantee you'll have a lot of fun with it. All right? No, there's no question. So we're talking about the continued saga of Katie Hill. And one of the reasons I'm bringing it up, one of the reasons I'm redoing it, is it would have been over for me this weekend. I'm going to get to you some of the information I received over the weekend. It would have been over for me this weekend. I mean, she resigned. She went on her happy little way. She's, you know, got some issues she needs to deal with. And hopefully, again, as I've been saying, and I mean it sincerely, I hope she gets whatever help she needs. All right? She's a human being. She's somebody's daughter. She just needs to get happy again. So anyway. So, you know, when you hear, again, when you hear what's happening with this, you have to make decisions as to what a reporter, commentator, whatever. You have to make the decision what you're going to put out there, what you want to talk about. So I was going to let it go. And then I saw, and I heard, and I saw the letter of resignation. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, really, again, so now we have another non-apology apology. I'm resigning for the good, well, and we'll get to this in a second. Basically, I'm resigning for the good of the country, which I agreed with, but for different reasons than she had. All right? But she didn't do anything wrong, which I just find so insulting. And I would hope some of you would find it insulting, too. Nancy Pelosi came out, and she was more than happy to say that she said in a statement Sunday night that Hill has acknowledged errors in judgment that made her continued service as a member untenable. Now, here's my confusion. She has made errors in judgment. Well, what errors, if she did nothing wrong, what errors in judgment might that be? I'd love to know more. These are all the things that are very confusing. And this is the D.C. doublespeak that you hear and see on a regular basis. You know, they skirt issues. They don't really admit to anything. They kind of, like Nancy Pelosi saying now they're going to have an impeachment investigation vote. But they didn't need one. She goes on to say, she doesn't actually say it's legal, but she basically goes on to say, that way we can subpoena, that way we can do A, B, C, and D. Well, you were already doing that. Were you doing something you couldn't do to begin with? So Katie did a 3-minute, I'm going to subject you to the same thing I was subjected to, all right? She does a 3-minute video on why she is resigning. I want you to hear closely to the words she uses. I mean, actually, I'm somewhat insulted at the fact that she doesn't think she did anything wrong. I guess we all did.
Hi, I'm Katie Hill. And last night, I announced the most difficult decision of my life, that I would be resigning from Congress. I made this decision so that my supporters, my family, my staff, and our community will no longer be subjected to the pain inflicted by my abusive husband and the brutality of hateful political operatives.
That would be me, she's saying. I'm a hateful political operative because we put out fact, not fake stuff. Not fake news, but actual fact. And they use these terms to make it look like, oh, woe is me. Look, I've been attacked. Well, here's the thing. I got a bunch of text messages, okay? And when Katie says my abusive husband, almost like, poor me, I've done nothing wrong. Let me tell you what. Many of you have been divorced. Takes two to tango, right? I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the political correctness where we soften everything up because she's a woman and he's a man, so it has to be his fault. She claims that she was in an abusive relationship for 2 years, the last 2 years. And what does she do in her throuple? She brings another woman into that relationship? Did she throw that woman to the dog or dogs, whatever? Did she bring that woman in to share in her misery? Do you see how this doesn't make any sense? When a Democrat gives information, they're a whistleblower. They're there for justice. When a Republican does it, they're an operative. And just bear in mind, I put up none of the naked pictures, none of them. But I did call her out on her inability, her disrespect for that seat, for her inability to adhere to the ethics she agreed to, and that she should not have security clearance. Look, if she can't even secure her own pictures from her own house, what makes you think that she should be, that she can secure information that she's got, and she's on some pretty powerful committees? I'm sorry, go ahead.
This coordinated campaign carried out by the right-wing media and Republican opponents, enabling and perpetuating my husband's abuse.
Now, Susan, right, perpetuated and carried out by right-wing media. You mean because the left-wing media hid everything? Left-wing media tamped everything down. Left-wing media made sure that none of your indiscretions came out. Nothing you did wrong came out. And again, I'm telling you, if a third of what she did a Republican had done, and if a Republican male had done it, he'd already be hung. He would have been tarred, feathered, and hung by now. And you know it's true. Those of you even on the left listening know it's true. And the reporter I had on the phone today from Playboy knew it was true. But she's a female. She's a female Democrat. And therefore, she had to have been done wrong. Now, if some of you on the left say we should believe her because she's a woman, what about the other woman in the relationship? Should we believe her? Some of you saw the text messages where she was afraid to speak. Her own lover, the person she's in a relationship, is afraid to say anything to her because she sees how she treats her husband. She saw how nasty she was towards her husband. Now, again, I don't know what their personal relationship was like. But now you've got the third person in that relationship saying, I'm afraid. I don't want to talk with you. I'm afraid of you. I'm afraid to lose my job. I'm afraid I'm going to lose my relationship with you. And I don't like the way you treat Kenny. So there's more to this than one side. She just has a bigger microphone. She has a bigger screen. I'm not saying Kenny's an angel. I don't know him. I've never met him. I've never been able to get him to call me back.
Use by providing him a platform is disgusting and unforgivable, and they will be held accountable. But I will not allow myself to be a distraction from the constitutional crisis we're faced with and the critical work of my colleagues. And so I have to take my personal fight outside the halls of Congress. Too many Americans are counting on Washington to fulfill our promises of quality health care, housing we can afford, and a government that works for the people. And I can't.
All right, Katie, we'll come back with you after the break. We'll let you take a break, maybe get something to drink. We'll be back in a few minutes. Show us in your host. Don't go far. You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Wildfires continue to burn in Sonoma, California. There's been a bit of a break in the wind, but it's expected to kick up later in the week. More than 10,000 students across the Santa Monica and Malibu areas forced to stay home Monday after being alerted that all schools in their district would be closed because of the Getty Fire and all the smoke. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi setting a vote for an impeachment resolution later this week. Alabama Congressman Republican Mo Brooks reacts.
I want to thank Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff if they're going to quit doing all these proceedings behind closed doors.
And a stock market surge, your 401k in the green, China trade talks and interest rate cuts drive markets up. On Wall Street, the Dow up 132 points, the NASDAQ up almost 83, the S&P 500 up almost 17 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
I like the music. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. You are on the air with us. You are just being part of the conversation. Truly being part of the solution and the conversation. We're talking about the Katie Hill saga that continues. And like I said, I mean, overall, all the indiscretions, what have you, I'm willing to let go. It is the resignation letter video that bothers me. And the reason it bothers me is, again, taking responsibility for nothing. This group takes responsibility for nothing. Look at AOC. Look at some of the comments that she's made. We have Omar, who blames the media for putting out the information that she may not be divorced from the first husband, the second, or the third. How many husbands does she have? I don't know. I don't think anybody really knows. You know? And then having an affair. Nobody wants to talk about it. I mean, do you notice how the news buries all of that? So none of that stuff is a big deal, I guess. And Tlaib, another person. But this Katie Hill thing is quite interesting. Because, again, nobody cares, and I've said it over and over and over again. I don't care if she's sleeping with 15 people or one. Doesn't make a difference to me. What makes a difference to me is she breaking the law or is she not? And when she comes out and she denies these relationships, and then you find out as time goes on, more and more and more of what we say are true. This is why I'm loving this video. I've already pulled it down. I have a copy of it, so it can't disappear by accident. Copied the letter as well. And even Nancy Pelosi came out and said she had indiscretion. She did nothing wrong, like all her supporters are saying. Then why did she resign? Seriously, why did she resign? Let's hear it from her.
People, and I cannot let this horrible smear campaign get in the way of that work. To my supporters in our district and across our great country, please know that we did something incredible. We proved that an imperfect woman, the 31-year-old daughter of a nurse and a police officer who never planned to run for office, has a place in the people's house. We showed the nation that there is hope even in the darkest of moments, that every single person deserves a chance and a voice, and that voters will believe and will rise to make that happen. We showed Washington.
We gave you a voice. I didn't. I didn't vote for her. She is in my district. I didn't vote for her. She had a boatload of people vote for her. A lot of first-time voters voted for her. And what did she do to them? Come on, let's be honest about it. What did she do? Again, get away from the stuff that makes the other side crazy. You knew that you weren't supposed to have relations. Matter of fact, last year there was another law passed by Congress that even in your campaign office, you're not supposed to have relations with those people. And you still did anyway. The sad part is you could have gone out with a little grace and a little dignity, and now you're still saying that you were a victim of revenge porn. Now, for all intents and purposes, I was telling the people that I was dealing with, hey, don't do the nude pictures. Don't put those out there. All you're going to do is turn her into a victim. Stay with the legal portion of this. Stay where she broke the law. Look at the FEC reports. Tie it together. That's the way to do it. It's not like it's not like the National Enquirer. We're not looking for these crazy, grandiose stories.
Washington, that a grassroots campaign can propel a young woman into Congress.
Oh, God bless America. This grassroots campaign that she's talking about with Bloomberg tweeting $20 million because he was trying to set up a base for himself because he was going to run for president. But it's her putting $20 million. How is that grassroots? There were volunteers paid for. There were walkers. There were callers. The Democrats set this up. Now, look, I'm not complaining. Great. It was a great machine to pull this off. Was it illegal? But don't call it grassroots. You know, grassroots, I mean, give me a break. It's when the local people give you money to run in your area. You got a boatload of money from outside the area. And matter of fact, for your re-election, you were getting a boatload of money outside your area. So can we try to get some kind of truth in here?
Without the help of big corporations and special interests that have for so long governed politics, and that this movement will change our broken political system forever. That matters. And it will always matter. I need you to know that my fight is not over. Those of you who know me know that I am a fighter. Before I came to Congress, I fought for the most vulnerable people in our community, working to end homelessness for individuals, veterans, and families. I fought to give a voice to those...
Now, somebody should do some of their own investigation, because I don't want to make it look like I'm beating her, about some of the things that went on in the nonprofit that she was dealing with at the time. Not accusing, not pointing, just saying somebody should do some investigation.
Who for have too long been silenced or pushed into the shadows. I'm going to continue to fight for our democracy, for representation, for justice and equality, and for making the world a better place. And I will also take up a new fight. I will fight to ensure that no one else has to live through what I just experienced. Some people call this electronic assault, digital exploitation. Others call it revenge porn. As the victim of it...
What do you call it, Katie?
I call it one of the worst things that we can do to our sisters and our daughters. I am grateful for all of you who have spoken out about this in recent days. As I have before, I will stand up for those who cannot stand up for themselves, because there is one thing that I know for sure. I will not allow my experience to scare off other young women or girls from running for office. For the sake of all of us, we cannot let that happen. I'm hurt. I'm angry. The path that I saw so clearly for myself is no longer there. I've had moments where I've wondered what the last 3 years of my life were for and if it was worth it. I know that many of you feel the same. I never claimed to be perfect, but I never thought my imperfections would be weaponized and used to try to destroy me and the community I've loved for my entire life.
So we didn't do anything to destroy the community, Katie. You did that. People trusted you. People trusted in you. And you broke that trust. You broke that trust by lying. See, and I'm not saying you are, but even if you are an alcoholic, that's none of our business. We wish the best. We hope you get some help. Okay? But when you start lying about the things you were doing, when you going into these relationships, you knew what you were doing. Because if you didn't know what you were doing, then how could we trust that you were reading bills, that you were doing the right things to begin with? So either we can trust you or not. Either you were working hard or you weren't. And I will tell you, from one that has seen those text messages and many of them, I don't know when you had time to work. I'll put it that way. All right? You come in here and you say that you didn't have relations with the staffer. At least read your own denial. They're all over the internet. They're in tweets and other places. Your very first one, you denied having any kind of inappropriate relations, and then 2 days later, you had to come back out and say you did. Now, you know, D.C. is the swamp. I mean, it's bad. And there's two things that you're not fessing up to. Still not fessing up to. Now, if you had simply put in your resignation letter, hey, you know what? I had some challenges. I had some problems. I don't like all the noise going on. I'm going to go on and, you know, pursue my life in other areas. And you guys all have a great life. That's one thing. But when you come on and you try to smear people like me and others as right-wing operatives, when you sit around and start calling, you jump on the bandwagon of us being Nazis and Hitler, and yet you've got a tattoo. And yeah, I mean, let's say you've got a tattoo. Now, whether you thought it meant it or not doesn't matter. At this point, you should have been removed. That resembles a Nazi insignia. And again, how could you not know? You're not ignorant, right? You're a smart woman. You said it yourself. Other people said it about you. So you can't have it always in any way you want it. You really, truly are lying to the people, and you know you are. I know two things that happened last week, and I know it through some of my connections in D.C. We all have connections. Anybody who tells you that it's anonymous, it's not anonymous. They know exactly who it is most of the time. And we've all got connections in D.C. First off, you didn't fight for anybody before you got in this office, really, other than your nonprofit that you were working, right? And now we're fighting. Well, you hear the music. When we come back, we're going to talk about what went down on Friday in D.C., that caused her to resign. Because the truth, as my Bible says, the truth will always find you out. Well, Katie, the truth found you out. You know it. And you brought this on yourself. Join me, senior host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know some of you have... Look, you can find us on the app. Okay, go to the app store, whether you're Android or Apple. We have an app there. If you can't hear it on a local radio and you want to get the info, you want to get the show, that's the easiest way to do it. If you're on a laptop or computer, you can get it there as well. Just go to our website, thereelside.com. Facebook has now wiped out another page of ours, but hey, whatever. You know, they're not our only source or only way to get the information out. We'll keep getting the information out. Okay, we're talking about a former representative for California's CA 25th District, Katie Hill. And just so we're clear here, okay, I was done with this over the weekend. I've been getting calls and what have you, but when she resigned on Sunday, I said it's a non-story. Even though I was still getting calls from reporters, they said it's a non-story. But they said, no, she's a victim of porn, revenge porn, which again, go look up revenge porn. There is no revenge porn about this. There's nothing in these pictures where they're in the act of doing anything sexual or full frontal nudity, or anything along those lines. All right? But it's really easy to make it bad. I'm not really worried about naked pictures of me getting out, because I can't imagine anybody really want to look at them. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, so... The part that bothers me is the lying, the constant cover-ups, the constant lying. If Nancy Pelosi comes out and says, you have indiscretions, you've done some things wrong, if she said it, they're wrong. And you talk about, all right, let's get to the end of your speech. It's only 20 more seconds.
For that, I am so incredibly sorry. I'm so grateful for the outpouring of support that I've received. I grew up riding horses, and the most important thing that I learned was that when you fall off, you have to get right back up in the saddle. So I'm going to do that. I hope I can count on you to do the same and join me on the next ride.
So, again, for clarity, if she has a problem of some kind, medical or otherwise, I hope she gets help. I mean that in all sincerity. I hope she gets the help she needs. I hope everything works out well for her. But let's get past the lies for a second. So on the weekend before she actually openly spoke about her resignation or did resign, on Saturday I spoke to one of my contacts from D.C., and they had told me that there was a poll done on Thursday or Friday, I don't remember what day it was, and that the D.C., the Democratic Party, was looking to see whether she was able to maintain. And I was told by that connection that they found out that her popularity had took a dump to about 16%. Yeah, you heard me, 16%. Now, can I prove that? No. But the connections that I have had in the past out of D.C. have always been right. So I'm comfortable coming out with that. So they start checking and seeing how it's going and seeing how people are proceeding. Now, if you had looked at social media in this area as a whole, or in the area that she's in, she was already taking a lot of heat. They could have looked at that and got a clue. And the only ones that were defending her were hardcore, lockstep Democrats. The only ones defending her. Even the moderates were stepping back. And I know some moderates and elected officials in the Democrat Party said, no, I'm staying away from this because I'm not so sure. But the big thing, the big reason that she resigned, and I called it last week, because earlier in the week, I was told that her staff that knew what was going on were not going to lie for her. Her staff and staff members had been told, had been worked with, that if they are questioned, if they go into a deposition or what have you, whatever, do not lie. Do not cover for Katie or any other representative for that matter. Make sure you tell the truth. Now, you would think that would be an easy one, right? That people would understand that and it shouldn't be an issue. And my understanding is a couple of staffers or information that came to light when they started. Now, remember, they started the ethics investigation. I believe they started it on Friday. And 2 hours into the investigation, they had proof that she was having an affair with one of her staffers. It's really that simple. And again, all this would have stopped. She didn't even have to admit to the affair. She should have just said, look, there were indiscretions. I'm sorry. I apologize. End of discussion. Now, I can't prove any of this, obviously. Right? I wasn't there. There's no pictures. No pictures of them holding hands or going on a date or any of that stuff. But these people that I get information from on a regular basis when I need it, the truth of the matter is, why wouldn't, and put it together, why wouldn't you stay and fight? You know, if you're a fighter, she said she's a fighter. Why didn't she fight? And I don't mean come after people like the cease and desist that her attorneys gave to one of the publications. And again, look at my site. TheRealSide.com. I never published any of the naked pictures. I never alluded to any of that stuff. My irritant, again, tell the truth. When they found out that she did have the affair with Graham, when they found out that she did have a relationship with Graham, that was it. My understanding is that Pelosi was fairly upset about it. are fairly, very upset about it. They don't like being lied to. They'd rather, and this goes with any group. You make a mistake, tell the upper, the higher ups what went wrong, what you did and how, and let them figure out how to take care of it. It's just, let's get past all this politically correct garbage, okay? The reality is, this stuff goes on. It goes on both sides of the aisle. We know it. But as we've always heard, if you've always heard me, it's the cover-up that will kill you. It's the cover-up that will drive you out. So I'm saying, with the contacts that I have and the information that I've received, her approval ratings had dipped tremendously because people don't want to be lied to. They don't want to feel like they've been lied to. They want to feel like they've been had. Number two, the ethics committee found out hard and fast. I mean, come on, 2 hours into the investigation, 3 hours max, they found out hard and fast that she did have that relationship. Now, I don't know if she lied to the FBI about it or whoever she gave a statement to. I don't know how that works. I don't care. What I care about now is enough with the political correctness. Enough with people in D.C. You know, Trump's trying to clean that swamp out, and yet we have people that are still doing the same stuff. Stop it. And Pelosi and team want to tell you how they're above it all. They're so much better. They're so much cleaner. They're so much more righteous. No, no. And then let's get down. I love this. So I became the trending Twitter for a while, whatever, Twitter, on Twitter or what have you. And I love these people so sure that now I'm a Russian upper. Did you know that? On Twitter, Outlaw 09 says that I'm a Russian-influenced operative. My account must be because of Russians. Right? And that I specifically dated the story differently so people would know that I came out with it first. I mean, I don't know how much crack you have to smoke to come up with this stuff. And he took a screenshot so I wouldn't take it down. I've never taken anything down. Even when people don't like what I put up, I've never taken anything down. One on the Loving Left says, Joe Messina needs to go to prison. Revenge porn is illegal in California. Well, you know what, buddy? Maybe you should read the statute on what revenge porn is and get educated. Just make it a statement, right? Another wonderful young person or wonderful person wants to know how many of these pictures I have. How many have I sent out? And he goes on to say that Katie will appreciate the fact that I admitted to a crime. Well, I'm a journalist. There is no crime. And it's not revenge porn. Okay? It's really that simple. Another person goes on, actually is Alex Thomas, goes on to say, I guess he's out of D.C., it says, this is a Republican operative in Hills District saying 2 days before the red state, I have received over 700 images, pictures, texts, and notes on the escapades of one Katie Hill, both before and after the election. Okay. What's wrong with that? So what? I mean, you see what they do? They attack. It's an attack and attack and attack and attack and attack. Yeah, Trump is seen as a local InfoWars wannabe white supremacist birther crisis actor. He's a MAGA Nazi. Who makes a modest living spewing alt-right propaganda? And he's on the school board. Oh, my God. Right. Right. Better I should be teaching them about Trumples, and then maybe I'd be more accepted, right? Just saying. I mean, these go on and on and on and on. I get the biggest kick out of this. They don't want to name me. They're afraid to name me. Look. My name is Joe Messina. I'm with The Real Side. You got a problem? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can find me at Joe at The Real Side. I hide nothing. Joe at TheRealSide.com. Joe at TheRealSide.com. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Lots more crazy stories coming up in the next hour. If the station's moving on, you know different ways you can find us. Head over to the website, TheRealSide.com. Otherwise, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Some of you, we'll see you back here in a few minutes.